This recording, South Dakota 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas and Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so she made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, and then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I was raised in Vermilion, South Dakota. It's a small college town, just in the corner of the state. I've lived here since I was 6 years old. My mom works as a professor at the psychology department at the university. My parents, my mom, my dad, they got divorced when I was 12. My mom is remarried. My dad has a fiance, so I have one biological brother and many step siblings. I don't even know if I know how many. I have a lot of extended family, most of which lives in Texas, near Houston. I have an uncle and his family that lives in Delaware. And my mother was adopted, so her real family lives in New York. We don't know them, but we have found out who they are. So someday we'd like to get to know who they are. I'm Seneca Iroquois native, that's from New York, but I grew up most of my life in Vermilion, South Dakota, so we've pretty much been adopted by the Lakota people here, so I grew up traditional Lakota. My culture is very important to me. It's a different tribe than mine, but I've never really known mine since I never grew up there, but I've been very much accepted by the people here and think of them as my family since a lot of my extended family are not here. So I practice traditional Lakota beliefs and culture and ceremony, and it's very near to my heart. I guess my favorite tradition would be the Sundance ceremony. That's in the end of the summer. It's actually a very difficult ceremony. You have to prepare for it all year long, and it lasts about a week. But it's something that if you're a sun dancer, which I am, it's something that you live your whole life. So it's all year round, but during that week of Sundance, the whole community gets together, and we all camp out together and cook for each other and take care of each other. And it's really special to me, the cohesion that we have during that time. And we're all working hard together and supporting each other. And so that's a very special time to me, even though it's hot and it's hard and difficult. It's very special to me to have that close connection with my community.